That is Time for Business with Giles Beck. Good morning, Giles.
Good morning, Karen.
They're back on the floor at Wall Street.
Oh, yes. Although,
and it's a big day.
They're spaced out.
Are they?
Yep.
Masks?
Masks. I mean, although some people might think that just lends a certain aura to the way Wall Street acts generally anyway, with the banditry that can sometimes go on. But they're positive. Wall Street up 670 points for the Dow Jones. That's about 2.7%. The other one sees between 1% and 2% higher. Our own top 50 index gained 1.3% yesterday, 139 points, highest level in a couple of months. And the New Zealand dollar, well, the US dollar's fallen quite markedly overnight. Risk appetite is off, so they've dumped the safe haven assets. So Kiwi trading at 62.1 US cents and happy at around 93.3 Australian.
Now, expectations of a housing upswing continuing through the year, well, they're starting to be dashed, aren't they, by the economic fallout from COVID-19.
I think you'd be whistling in the wind on that one. ASB's housing confidence survey shows only 14% of people expecting house prices to rise over the coming year. That was down from 54% in the previous survey at the end of last year. 14% expect interest rates to rise. A third think that they'll drop. And a slim majority now believe it's a bad time to buy a house. Well, ASB's chief economist Nick Tuffley says with house prices expected to fall between 5 and 10%, the fall in housing confidence was expected to be much larger.
I think in the general sense, people wouldn't be too surprised to see results where people's views are that house prices aren't as likely to go up and that it's swung from it being a mildly good time to buy a house to people feeling that it's a bit mixed and a bit in between. And I think that will be representing that at the moment people will be feeling a little bit of uncertainty around the housing market. Having said that, it is one that will be rapidly becoming a buyer's market over the course of this year.
Nick Tuffley from ASB. A bit more from him on this issue at around 10 to 7.
And in New Zealand, the tough news continues. They're facing a long period of losses until that international travel resumes.
Yeah, the airline wrapped up all its bad news, put it into an overnight bag and took it to the stock exchange yesterday morning. And so just tallied up all the bits and pieces we've heard over the past month or so. 4,000 staff expected to be lost. Big write-offs in the values of planes, possibly as much as $450 million. And we're talking of even possibly scrapping part of the fleet. It says, well, the resumption of domestic travel has been good. It's making money on the flights, but it's going to be flying at half capacity, half of last year's capacity for the rest of this year at least. In 2 years, it'll still be about a third smaller than it was before the virus. And the head of research at Forsyth Barr, Andy Bowley, says the gloomy outlook is no surprise given the uncertainty of the virus.
You know, they've been quite consistent at the beginning of this crisis in terms of what needed to be done. In terms of a capability and capacity point of view, labour is very much at the forefront of that, making the very hard decisions and going through the very hard processes of laying off a large part of their labour force currently.